The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Hey, Sarah here. One of the best parts of working at Bloomberg is we have teams all around the world working to bring you coverage with a truly global perspective. Today's Big Take is an example of that. It's an episode from our team in Hong Kong, hosted by my colleague Tanya Chen. It's about a globe-trotting baseball superstar, an eye-popping contract, and a bid to secure a bright future for America's favorite pastime by taking it to Asia. Here's Tanya.
This Wednesday, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres will face off in the first ever Major League Baseball game in South Korea. When tickets for the game went on sale in January, they reportedly sold out in just 8 minutes.
This is a huge deal in Asia and in Korea.
That's my colleague, Janet Paskin, a senior editor here at Bloomberg. She says there are a few reasons those tickets disappeared so fast.
It features two really exciting teams. They each have notable Asian stars on their rosters. And of course, everyone's here to see Shohei Ohtani.
Just listen to how excited the MLB is to feature him.
Clapping for Shohei, who goes to the opposite field. Shohei Ohtani puts on the show in the Bronx. You bet. Showtime in Arlington tonight.
He never stops amazing. First
pitch. Shohei Ohtani is the biggest star in baseball right now. This will be Shohei's first game for the Dodgers since they signed him to a $700 million contract.
It was the biggest sports contract in history, and for a good reason. Ohtani is nothing short of a baseball superstar, and his meteoric rise is central to Major League Baseball's future.
Shohei Ohtani is an incredible gift to Major League Baseball. Not only because he is a generational player, but because he plays directly into the league's desire to grow its audience in Asia.
So, can Ohtani help the league knock it out of the park and make baseball into Asia's favorite pastime? Today on the show, a once-in-a-generation baseball talent meets the MLB's ambitions in Asia. This is The Big Take. From Bloomberg News, I'm Tanya Chen. Ask any sports league, and they'll tell you their fans are getting old. Young people don't watch games as much as they used to, at home or in stadiums. And for Major League Baseball in the U.S., that's a big problem.
It is hard to find anybody in the United States right now who's going to be a new fan of baseball. They've sort of tapped out the domestic market. There's not a lot of room for growth there. So it's overseas that they're looking to cultivate new fans, to create new audiences.
A few years ago, Major League Baseball started to look for new markets to break into, and Asia was a natural choice. Baseball is one of the most popular sports in both South Korea and Japan. Major League Baseball has put on games in Tokyo before, but this time, its return to Asia is different. All eyes will be on one of the biggest stars baseball has ever seen, 29-year-old Shohei Ohtani.
What we are seeing with Shohei Ohtani right now is something that has not been seen in baseball probably since Babe Ruth, because he is a dominant pitcher and he is a dominant hitter. That's what's called a two-way player.
Being a two-way player means you're excellent at both offense and defense. It is extremely difficult.
And the reason for that is because pitchers put an incredible amount of effort into planning out their games. It's a lot of preparation. It is a ton of work. And then hitters also put a ton of preparation into facing the pitchers that they're going to face. So between the physical demands, the mental demands, and the demands of preparation, he's basically working two full-time jobs at the highest level.
On top of that, baseball teams don't expect or even allow their players to do both. This is the main reason that Ohtani joined the American League fairly late. In 2013, Ohtani was a dominant high school player in his home country of Japan, and he was interested in joining Major League Baseball right out of high school, but eventually he chose to stay.
Because the team that he wanted to play for straight out of high school was not interested in allowing him to pitch and to hit. And the team that drafted him in Japan, the Nippenham Fighters, they were willing to let him do both.
After playing in Japan for 5 years, Ohtani joined the Los Angeles Angels in 2018. And his career only shot up from there, straight up to baseball superstardom.
He wins the American League Rookie of the Year award that year. The next couple of years are rocky, and then he explodes in 2021. He is the first player in the history of baseball to hit more than 10 home runs, steal more than 20 bases as a hitter, and strike out more than 100 in the same season. So he gets the AL MVP that year. The next year, he's on the leaderboards for hitting and pitching. And then the year after that, he's the MVP again.
To put it lightly, Ohtani was on fire. One of the biggest highlights during that time was the finals at the 2023 World Baseball Classic.
So this is like a World Cup of baseball. It's Japan versus the U.S. Shohei Ohtani's playing for Japan. His Angels teammate, Mike Trout, also a phenomenal baseball player, is playing for the U.S.
Here's MLB's live commentary on the game. Just listen to the announcer's excitement.
The dream matchup. Ohtani, Trout.
So it's 3-2, two outs. Shohei Ohtani gets one more out, and Japan wins the World Baseball Classic.
Ohtani's ready. Trout's ready.
And Shohei Ohtani gets Trout to swing at a slider to strike him out.
He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
And everybody goes insane, right? It's exactly what you want as a sports fan in those crucial moments. You want to see the best players face off. And that's what they got.
The game was monumental. And not too long after that match, Ohtani shocked the baseball world again by signing a 10-year, $700 million contract with the LA Dodgers. It is the biggest player contract in sports history. And I mean all of sports. Bigger than football quarterback Patrick Mahomes, bigger than soccer star Lionel Messi. And it's structured in this really unique way.
You might think $700 million, 10 years, $70 million a year. No, he's getting $2 million a year for the first 10 years. And then when the contract expires, at that point, though, he starts to collect $68 million a year for the subsequent 10 years.
It's a lot of money, but Ohtani's value spans far beyond the field. And that's exactly what MLB needs right now.
His fame and his talent and this incredible feat that he is accomplishing on the field, they want to leverage that into new enthusiasm for fans in the United States and all over the world.
Major League Baseball has a bigger plan. Can Ohtani help them achieve that?
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Last December, the LA Dodgers signed a record $700 million deal with baseball star Shohei Ohtani. My colleague Janet says the deal was a historic bet on Ohtani's talent, but also on his ability to inspire that kind of deep fandom that brings in new and younger fans.
You know, my son plays baseball. He and his friends, we're taping this in Hong Kong, so a lot of the kids who play baseball here are Asian. The affection and the identification that they feel with Shohei Ohtani is really strong.
The games in Seoul this Wednesday will solidify the league's presence in Asia. And the lineup, Dodgers versus the Padres, aren't random picks either. Coming from California, both teams have a high portion of Asian fans in the U.S. and a huge fan base in Asia as well.
Major League Baseball plans out its international games years in advance. And this particular matchup in Seoul was set before the Dodgers signed Shohei Ohtani, before the Dodgers signed Yoshinobu Yamamoto, a phenomenal Japanese pitcher that everybody expects great things from. So now, this matchup that they established several years ago, you'll have two teams coming into Korea with six Asian players between them, including two of the biggest offseason signings.
Janet says that having Ohtani and other Asian players in the league is more than a push forward for representation in the sport. Plain and simple, it's a business move.
I mean, the Uber example of this is Yao Ming, obviously, the basketball player who was from China. And I don't even need to say who he is, right? But he almost single-handedly made NBA basketball into the most popular sport in China. And beyond that, I think a big thing that sports sells to its fans is a sense of drama and character and narrative. And when fans can attach themselves to stars and players and personalities, they are more invested in the narrative. They feel a stronger sense of identification.
Even back in the States, where there's little room to grow more baseball fans, having Asian players on the team helped.
So Major League Baseball says that in the last couple of years, its Asian American fan base is up about 18%. And that was driven by a handful of teams who had Asian players, including the Angels and the Padres.
And all of that means more business opportunities. These days, sports teams make most of their money in three ways: media rights, ticket sales, and licensing. Among them, media rights is the lion's share, and MLB could really work on that. One way to look at this is to compare it with one of the world's most successful sports leagues, the English Premier League.
So for the Premier League, at this point, the money that they earn from international media rights is greater than the money that they earn from domestic media rights. It's around 50-50, but with a little bit more coming globally. That's huge. You know, there's no single global league that is worth more to the Premier League than the UK. But taken together, the global audience is more valuable than the domestic audience, at least in terms of media rights.
Now, taking that as a benchmark, it's estimated that Major League Baseball gets only about 10% of its media rights revenue overseas, way behind the Premier League's share. So that's the number that they're trying to move. And going global could also bring in more sponsorship deals for MLB teams.
And the Dodgers or the Padres can charge more for that because now they're saying, oh, and we're delivering to you this audience overseas.
But these potential revenue streams won't come without challenges. To start, there's the time zone difference.
So that's a real headwind. When games are played in the United States, and what that translates to in Korea or in Japan, you're looking at games that are in the middle of the night at 7 a.m., you know, on a weekday. So the natural kind of sports viewing or sports as live event that Americans are used to and that American leagues and brands really rely on, that doesn't exist in quite the same ways.
Also, there just aren't enough games played in Asia.
If you live in Japan or you live in Korea and you're super lucky, maybe you'll go to like a couple games a year. There's no casual like, oh, I don't have plans on Saturday. Let's see what the tickets to baseball cost.
The Dodgers predict they'll generate as much as $100 million a year in new revenue thanks to Ohtani. And that's why the Seoul games this week are so important.
that's partly why they're playing these games in Seoul. It is a way to engage with fans, try to really solidify some of those relationships. Because the other thing Major League Baseball can't do is they can't play games once the season really gets underway again because of the time change and the schedule is so packed. So it's really this season opening moment where they can have these games in Asia in particular.
This is The Big Take from Bloomberg News. I'm Tanya Chen. This episode was produced by Yang Yang and Naomi Ng, with additional reporting from Jenny Sunmin Lee and Sohee Kim. It was edited by Aaron Edwards and mixed by Yang Yang and Alex Sugiula. Our senior producers are Naomi Shaven and Elizabeth Ponzo. Nicole Beemsterboer is our executive producer, and Sage Bauman is Bloomberg's head of podcasts. Thanks for listening to The Big Take. We'll be back tomorrow.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.